right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM. Oh, 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 it's that holiday season, and you know what everybody wants in their stocking, a DVD copy of Haggard the Movie. Now, if you haven't seen Haggard, you better go out and watch it, because it's such a treat to enjoy. This holiday season, why not give every good girl and boy a copy of Bam Margera's Haggard the Movie? Yeah, Haggard, Haggard, go and buy it, go and buy it. You want it now, available now.
Can you even get it anymore?
You can get it anymore. You can get it. And those that don't have it, want it. Best Buy and Suncoast Video, not to mention the wide world of webbing.
Man, I just fucked that haggard-ass bitch in the ass in that movie. That sucks.
Rake, you gonna get in trouble that you left work early today?
Me? Thanks, asshole. The last time we fucking talked about it on the radio, I fucking...
He got in trouble.
Dude, I got...
Oh, they didn't even know you left early?
Now they listen.
Oh, man. No.
I got super trouble that one time.
I ratted your ass out.
I was supposed to be out sick. You ratted me out on the radio. I said I was at a Playboy Mansion. My boss was fucking pissed.
You lied?
Yeah, because we were at the Playboy Mansion.
Yo. When I... Missy came home with this fucking wedding dress, and apparently... You're not supposed to see the dress before the wedding. I don't know these rules, but she played a trick on me and put in this, like, fucking bring-and-buy from Delaware wedding dress. She hung it up, like, right in my closet for me to see. And I saw how ugly it was. I was like, there's no way. So I put the dress on Rake. We paintballed the shit out of them.
Fucking
and,
sucked.
And got the dress all muddy and shit with paintball splashed all over it. Then we hung it up on the front door. Missy came out so pissed when she came home. We were sitting by the fire. And she said, "You're a fucking asshole." And then she threw the fucking dress and then walked off. I thought she was dead serious.
She was serious, too.
Yeah, but that's good luck for your marriage that you saw Rake in it first. You know, if you saw her in it, that's bad luck, but you didn't.
I'm not wearing any more fucking dresses.
Then she comes back. After a while, I realized that she was just kidding. And I was like, I thought I knew your taste, dude, but obviously I don't. And I can't believe you think this dress is pretty. And then she's like, "I can't believe you do such a thing." And then she started laughing in the middle of the argument. And I realized that she was just fucking with me. But, dude, that dress was so bad.
I've known Rake for so long. You know how long I've wanted him to be in a dress? Every time I walk in Boss Bob's,
he's been in a dress many times.
Me and Gunner see dresses, and we're like, "Dude, Rake would look so funny in that flower."
Yeah, those flowery fucking mom dresses, like the freaking
boo boo.
Oh god, what are some of those stores? You know, like for
I heard someone made trading cards of Easter Sunday Rake, and I never saw one, but
Easter Sunday Rake.
Yeah,
he made
Where's
one.
Buddy Bill at?
Dude,
where is Buddy Bill?
Get in line, Bill.
Where is Buddy Bill?
Oh, I know where he is.
Buddy
Bill!
Don't
worry about it. He's
in the other room watching the special features on the movie
Special
Haggard.
Features
on
Haggard.
Yeah, you can see those CKY trilogies if you pop it out and then put in Haggard. You can watch that next.
That's awesome. You know what? No, hey, you know what I was thinking about?
No, I just watched it again. That's why I was
talking about it. You know what makes me wish I was young?
What?
If I was, like, one of your fans and I got the movie Haggard for Christmas. It would be great to be young.
Phil's laughing so bad right now. You know he's dying. He's loving it.
Yo, Rake, when I threw the wedding dress in and then you saw the green flames, what was that?
It wasn't the green flames I was worried about. It was the soot. And what happens is those carbon molecules rearrange themselves to make some really nasty chemicals.
You said something with poly in it.
Polyaromatic hydrocarbon soot.
Soot. It's all smart until soot.
It's all fucking smart as shit until soot comes into play.
Well, I didn't know how to describe the fine particulates that would have gone into your lungs.
What's worse?
What's worse?
Oh,
the polymonarch soot or crack?
Sounds fucking retarded, but I definitely have to say that the polyaromatic hydrocarbons, some of them, like freaking the epoxides of any styrenes or shit like
Isn't
that.
Isn't that Mel Gibson's new movie?
They intercalate your DNA. At least when you smoke crack, you know what you're getting, you know. It's not apocalyptic.
So you think crack is safer?
Well, at least you know what you're smoking. I can figure out the lethal dose.
But wait, wait. Don't you not know half the time with crack?
Well, the crack molecules probably won't. They won't give, like, they probably won't give you cancer.
What's worth, meth or crack?
Oh, that's all fucking bullshit. Crack is like a 10-minute Jones.
Number four.
Your money. Meth, you're on the high for like 2 days.
You do, you know, you do that, and then you didn't know that's
what
it was, and you're going to be up for
meth?
A day.
What do you think's worse, crack or meth?
Meth is worse for you, I think.
Meth will keep you up longer.
I was watching a documentary on
crack.
What's
costs
worse?
Way more
for,
money.
No, not cost. For your body, what's worse?
Meth. God.
No,
meth.
Crack.
Why?
Because meth, you can buy meth from a doctor.
Jesus.
No.
What?
Have you ever seen, make it better for
you. Can
you
buy meth from
Have you ever seen faces of meth?
There's legitimate uses for it. They give it to little kids sometimes.
Well, okay, what, they don't call it meth. What do they call
it? It's called like Dexedrine, Benzedrine. They've been selling amphetamines for what?
Okay,
years?
If I want to get the closest thing to meth by a doctor, what
years.
Would it be called?
Ritalin.
I'll look it up for you. No, Ritalin's fucking weak. They, like, kids that are really ADD that really bad. The reason I noticed is they were looking at doctors' prescriptions, and they were like, oh, like, why are doctors prescribing all this fucking, all this speed all of a sudden? It's like the 70s all over again.
Dude, Adderall's pretty much speed.
Because hyper little kids, if you give a hyper kid
really?
Speed, it calms them down.
Here's a question. Why don't African Americans do LSD? Why is that predominantly a white person's
drug? They'll
lose
their fucking mind. You ever seen
it? Well, why do white guys
don't. Why do white guys always do LSD and black dudes always...
Look at ODB. He took LSD and now he's dead.
Maybe because they can't get it.
There's actually a concert of him saying that he's all fucked up on PCP and shit.
That's not the same
thing. I know the answer to this. Dude. You don't know enough black people. I know plenty of motherfucking black people. How many do you know? You know, like 5 million crackers.
Well, there's my 10.
Name 10.
Ken?
My shoe shiner.
And Kevin
New York Knicks.
Kevin Taylor, Mike Maldonado half. Compton ass Terry.
Lendon half.
Well, I know
so that, that's like a combo. Is that like one? Is
Kenny
like
Hughes.
One
Stevie Williams.
Who else my good friends
Stevie
with
Wonder.
This black?
Stevie Guitar Williams.
You ran out of black friends real fast.
Russell.
Who I like Russell.
Oh, yeah. There were two black dudes in the movie Haggard,
Marcus.
Too.
Marcus. Oh, yeah. Marcus, my fucking trainer, faggot. And who's the guy who's working on the show now?
Big Black.
Nick.
Nick. I like Nick.
What about J-Mar?
J-Mar, he's Puerto Rican.
J-Mar's not black.
What are you talking about? Take
Stevie
a look at
Wonder.
Him.
Now, you don't
I
know
got
Stevie
all his albums.
I
got
and
all his
then Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was so funny, and now he's a fucking faggot.
Yeah, he was funny when
he
was black.
He fucks transvestites and ends up, wind up being not funny anymore.
Yeah, you know how some people don't believe in, like, the Easter Bunny and all that?
Yeah.
And Santa Claus.
Well,
Ted, I was out to dinner with Bam, and he doesn't believe in the theory of, like, light traveling. How you see a star, but the light you're seeing is really has happened already.
We can tell
him this, though. But
we can do the whole theory of electromagnetic propagation another time. But
no,
basically, magnetic fields spawn electric fields, spawn magnetic fields. Look at Maxwell's
equations.
Tell
him so he can understand.
Okay, I'll break it down so he can understand.
No.
Bam, you know when we make a music video, I hold up a light-o-meter?
Yeah.
When I measure that light-o-meter light, that light already happened coming from the source a billionth of a second
that
ago.
That is fucking bell shit.
Yeah, but let Ted say
it's 186,000 miles per second.
Yes, it is.
That is fucking bell shit. People say when you see a shooting star as is, I think it's, that you saw the shooting stars as is.
No,
20 years ago, that shooting star happened.
You do see it as relative to where it actually happened in space and time.
That's fucking
here's
crap.
How I can prove
now,
it to you.
Now you're just confused.
Everybody.
No, it's relativity.
Here's how
I can prove it to you. Here's how I can prove it to you.
Go on Wikipedia.
Ted, how wide is the biggest part of the galactic bulge?
You know what Joe Franz
like Joe
says?
My ex-girlfriend's pussy.
Joe Franz
you know
on a hot day.
Didn't Uncle Sam do you?
What?
You know what Joe Franz
no, no, yeah. He calls me Joe Franz. You know, Joe Franz, I don't think Bam's new show is going to be like you want it to be, Joe Franz. Okay, Joe Franz. That's Steve Uncle's
how
talking to me.
How the fuck does he know how I want it?
I got a great Steve Uncle story. Me and Bam were talking about doing Cradle of Filth's new video, and he goes, I go, yeah, like, Bam, like, we need to do... we need to shoot it for one day. And he goes, Joe Franz, I don't think there's a day we can give you on Bam's tight schedule. And I'm like, hey, Bam.
Oh, my God.
I need to get
fucking fired.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Because then I was like, hey, Bam, we're trying to figure out the Cradle of Filth video schedule. And then he goes, okay, I'm looking at the calendar here. We can do it on the 13th.
Oh, my God.
So when you're involved, he wants to do it. He just doesn't like me. That's okay. I don't like me. Who would like me? What the fuck do I have to bring to the
goddamn table? You used to be cool.
I used to be cool back when we made the movie Haggard.
Yeah,
God,
dude.
That is such a good film.
It was awesome. Dude, Joe Franz filming that movie was a different human being.
Yeah. I liked you when you smoked weed, but now it's just like...
There's a
really?
Yeah.
I was cooler when I smoked weed.
Yeah, you're pulling out my shit.
Dude,
I smoked a lot of weed when we made Haggard.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why he's a fucking asshole.
The new Joe Franz. He's more
fucking
an asshole.
I don't know. You know what it is? It's like... They make their schedule on MTV, and that's the way it goes. It's like, well, there's a fucking solar eclipse tonight. It's just like, well, we need to be shooting inside during that solar eclipse. Like,
why do I even have to reschedule?
Why don't we just make a fucking 30-minute window, call dinner break at that point, and we'll go out and film the solar eclipse. That way we have golden footage.
No, but
why don't we get a scene of me with the fucking solar eclipse in the background?
If I say that and Deco says it, it's
you know what I mean?
Guys, we're just not gonna have time. But if
if
the golden boy says it, there's all the time in the world.
Because I say, think about it, fuck ass. You have this whole thing like, you're supposed to be by the pool table revealing how Missy got you on the joke of the wedding dress. It's like, well, why can't it be during the solar eclipse?
Because, Joe France, that's just not the way it works. Until, of course, Bam contradicts us.
Just be like, look, you fucking assholes. This isn't going to happen again for 13 fucking years.
It's amazing how much faster shit happens on the show when Bam wants
it. Awesome.
When I want it, when Deco wants it, fucking forget it. If Rake wants it, definitely forget it. If the golden boy over here fucking says it. King Margera just makes it. It pisses me the fuck off. I get no respect.
I'm just waiting for him to tell
Dangerfield. I mean, you could be fired.
I know,
because
you're famous and I'm an asshole.
No. I would never let you be fired because you're one of my best friends. But all in all, they could fire you if
they
wanted to.
And they want to now.
Fire me? They can't. They have to listen to what I have to say. And I have to say, why shoot a fucking pool scene when we could shoot at on any Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, or Friday when there's a goddamn solar eclipse and we need to be filming it right now? You know, like, that's what they don't understand. Like, they're like, well, the schedule on the piece of paper says that we need to be filming in the house. It's like, we'll change the fucking schedule.
Know what they do? When they get mad at Bam, they punish me.
Joe Franz is one of Bam's best friends. When it snows... He calls him again. He won't let Steve Uncle's bald patch make you unemployed. You're one of Bam's Mr. Margera's oldest homeboys. It's Franz.
Joe Franz.
And he likes Indian songs.
Stop.
Indian songs. If your airplane ever crashes, think of me. I'll be driving safely. Even though you'll be dead. Don't tell about how you gave Art head.
You gave Art head?
Oh, Franz, don't tell him that's what I said. You know Matt Cole is very scared to pluck a guitar when fans know it's live on the air.
The Sibian.
There goes G saying dumb things. Hags are mings.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. Yeah.
Well done, Deco. That was out of fucking nowhere. All right, let's bust into some Cradle motherfucking filth. We're doing this video on January 13th. Fuck you, Radio Bam.
Is it Sirius?
Yeah.
On Sirius 28. Faction.
Oh. Hey, Casey, can we have that mic? That wireless mic?
Is that around?
Have yourself.
Oh, we need a fucking battery. That's the only problem here.
Very haggard, Chris.
Well, at least give it for effect.
These girls use all the batteries already on their you-know-what.
You know, Uncle Matt, today Bam threw a beer at Uncle Matt and the shippers. And I'm telling you.
I didn't throw it at the shippers. I threw it at Uncle Matt.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Why?
Time was overwhelmed by Matt's speed as he performed a Matrix-like maneuver and dodged it, dude. And Matt does not move too fast sometimes.
He's capable of anything when beer's involved. The other day, someone needed directions across town, and Matt managed... Now, Matt's lived in this town his whole life, but he managed to give not one street name... But all the reference points for the directions were beer distributors, bars, or liquor stores.
That's how he tells directions.
What is that?
All right, if you drive down 842, as soon as you see the beer mill, you go right.
Okay.
Now when you see G's Takeout and Delivery for beer and wine and whatever, then you go left.
Go up the hill.
And then you're going to pass Murray's Bar on your left. You're going to pass Kidder's on your right. You're going to keep going down. James Bar's two blocks down, but that's besides the point.
If you hit Rex's, you went too fucking far. Go back. Make a left at Spaz Beverage. Jesus, man.
You know, there's a homeless guy with a brown bag and a bottle in it. Get a sip off of there if you got a minute.
April's like,
there's usually this homeless dude on the bench. Now, I mean, you could swig off a whiskey if that's your choice of booze.
But he'll give you the bourbon if you talk about the Phillies with him.
Dude, he has a hidden stash of bourbon if you talk about the Phillies with
him. April's trying to give me directions. She's like, you know where Frank's Nursery and Crafts is? I'm like, no.
And then she's like, "It's a." And I'm like, "Is it by the beer distributor?" She's like, "Yeah, it's right across the street." So, well, why didn't you fucking say so?
Oh,
he's all mad.
As soon as you say Goshen Beverage, he's like, "Oh, right there, fuck yeah."
She's like, "Frank's, no."
Speaking,
Kmart,
speaking of
no.
April and
Blockbuster, no. PSFS Bank, no.
Speaking of April and alcohol, Bam, I heard an interesting story about your mother, which I don't think I should mention on the radio.
Oh, yeah,
which I don't think I should mention on the radio, but well, you've twisted my arm.
Sorry,
your mother was a getaway driver in her teenage years on a beer heist conducted by your father's brothers, Pat and Kevin.
The Schlitz beer truck robbery.
And April and the Schlitz
beer bandits.
April and the
Schlitz bandits.
I think it might be worth getting her on the phone for this one.
Really?
Seems you can defend herself.
Call her out. It's a pretty good idea.
Okay, yeah.
610-299-4444.
Hey, Abe, call on this show. Phil, have Abe call on the show.
It's only about
call in,
99.
We know you're listening.
Schlitz Bird.
Call the fuck in.
And then Phil almost beat me up today because he heard some of the old radio shows when I called your mom hot.
And he got all pissed off.
Well, he didn't get pissed off, but I heard him talking about it, and I was scared to face him.
Franz, for Christmas, I want a sapphire.
He's a mirror.
Okay, you got it. I don't know who from, but you got it.
Yeah, isn't that a new car?
I want you to give me one.
I want a Lamborghini.
What's the number?
Oh, I'm not going to say it out loud.
No, write it.
Yeah, I'll write it.
That's why I'm giving you a pen.
Okay, while they're getting the number, Brandon.
Mr. Margera has provided us with a number to get in contact with.
That's 99, not 44.
Okay. Anyone knows Buddy Bill's necklace?
Shut up, Fang.
Buddy Bill, what?
Dude, what's up
with
your necklace?
Oh, I need that paper when you're done, Casey.
Did April call in yet? What's going on here?
Oh, man. Brandon, check this out. I heard this. I was talking with the producer about this in this radio show. He's trying to tell me that Abe Lincoln was gay.
Abe Lincoln is not gay.
There's no
fucking
way. I
sucked his dick and he was like,
Ted. Right. You get confused.
He only got a half one.
He was mad.
What am I
doing? Uh-oh, your mom's calling in.
Oh, shit.
April.
No, let us call her.
April.
Why?
You're in trouble.
You're a robber, you little bitch.
Jail 30 years later.
I hope you wind up in jail. I'm telling you. I'm calling the Chichester police right this instant.
No statute of limitations on beer.
April, now it is a federal crime since it is beer, which is a state to state federally controlled substance. Please tell us your side of the story, if you will.
All right, first of all, I'm a completely innocent victim in the whole thing.
Liar,
right.
Liar.
Right.
That's what they all say, you little idiot.
No, I really was. We were actually dressed up. I look like Patty Hearst. I remember I had a beret on and like a skirt and the whole thing. And we were supposed to go out, and of course Vito talked us into helping him out, which is always a bad idea. And
Vito
I can't
always
even believe
that
he talked us into just driving down here and just wait under the bridge. And I'm like, what are we waiting for?
A delicious payoff.
And each one of them was carrying like 5 cases of beer, sliding down these giant hills, loading the car. I'm like, what is that? And they're like, it's beer. I'm like, beer from where? And they're like, the beer trains are coming through. I'm like, and you robbed them?
And then, but now at that point, April, when you realized a federal crime was taking place and you were the getaway driver, did you disagree at all? Did you put up a fight, or did you go ahead and proceed with the robbery?
I didn't even like have a choice. They were screaming at me, move, go, go.
My mom's a fucking robber.
Yeah. She's a. I'm yelling at them the whole time, and then they stuffed it all into their basement window. And
she's
I'm
a
like,
bandit.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
You're
I
a thief,
like,
bandit. You're a thief.
Wow, April, you showed real guts in the face of danger, and I love that story. But I don't know if I have any less respect for you because I always considered you a big role model.
I lost all respect.
I am a good role model. I didn't even have a choice in the whole matter because they were screaming at me, and you know how Vito is? He was worse then. And like everybody's like, go! You want to get us all in trouble? I'm like,
April,
are you in trouble?
April, excuse before law is no excuse at all.
Well, I was going to plead the fifth insanity if we got caught. I was just going to throw them veto, and I figured they'd be happy.
Due to your conduct, I'm going to start smoking weed.
Well, April,
Yo, Ape, Shipbird is smoking weed. Your brother is smoking weed this instant right now as we speak.
He better not be, because I'll kill him.
He is right now. I'm looking at him lighting up a bowl.
He better not be.
He is.
How are you going to do that behind bars?
Take a picture, Goose, and put it on the internet.
I got photos.
I'm not smoking weed. It's just a cigarette.
Yeah, right, you little idiot. It's a goddamn bowl.
April, you know, I think breaking a federal law was a good way to prove to your husband, Phil, that you loved him. I mean, really, I couldn't ask for more. You know, if a girl was willing to break a federal law for me and risk jail for up to 20 years, that's
for
true love.
Schlitz. For
Schlitz. Well, actually, now you put it that way.
Yeah. Puts it all in perspective, doesn't it?
Is Phil,
I like Schlitz.
I heard a rumor that Phil's going to beat me up because I said you were hot on the radio the other day. Should I be afraid or
pissed? Phil loves you. Actually, I thought you were just saying it to be nice to
Phil's
me.
Phil's got to hit up the gym.
Like the charity compliment, but
Phil got fat again.
He's thinking of hitting up the
gym. Okay, well, that's good because I'm quite frankly afraid of your husband. So, okay, good. I'm clear.
You can break bones.
Any final words before Ape signs
Tell
off?
Tell Ape I'm playing a complete drug addict right now on the radio. Baby Shambles.
He's going to play a drug addict in the movie Dream Seller, which is going to be executive produced by Ted Field.
Brandon Novak.
Okay, play away.
No, this is Pete Doherty, the guy who fucked Kate Moss, Mom.
Wow. He's in trouble again.
This dude fucks Kate Moss, Mom.
Ew.
Let's hear it. Fuck forever. This is Pete Doherty.
Bye, Ape.
What's up, y'all? This is Kevin motherfucking Federline, and you're listening to Sirius 28 Faction.
Turn up the hi-fi, kids. Holy Lord, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
You New York shit asses did that on purpose.
Kevin motherfucking Federline!
Kevin motherfucking feet alive! Yo, don't be hating because I'm a superstar.
Yeah, right.
What have you done? Nothing. Dude, you've danced in the background. You have no hits whatsoever. Like, you just reap the benefits off your wife. It's so obvious, man. You're not a motherfucking superstar. You're just holding a superstar's hand when the paparazzi takes photos of you, faggot.
Yo, fuck you, Mr. Margera. Let me watch your car. Let me watch your car, Mr. Margera.
Yo, buddy Bill. Frogger or Pitfall?
Ooh.
I would say the new hit show on MTV, Blastazoid.
Sorry.
Socks.
Frogger,
Buddy Bill.
Pitfall.
Frogger.
I like Frogger.
In television or
Pitfall.
Atari?
In television.
Pitfall goes
in television?
Farther.
Fuck you.
Luigi or
better.
Mario?
Mario.
Luigi.
Asian ladyboys or transvestites?
Bill answer.
Transvestites. Yeah. I guess there's a chance there.
How about gold teeth or diamond in the beard?
Diamond in the beard, Robin Hood the Walnut style.
Yeah, well, what other style is there?
Hey, we're here with... Oh, sorry.
No. Suck a dude's dick or diarrhea for life.
Suck a dude. Not spit in my face and diarrhea for life.
You would take diarrhea for life? What the frick?
Yeah, I'm not sucking
a dude. Dude, life is a long time.
You're going to spend 70 years having diarrhea.
I'll just hop a flight of diarrhea and it'll crash.
It'll be over with. It's like, there's like 11 cases from the Galapagos Islands. There's some strain. They drank the fucking wrong water, and they got diarrhea for life, and they fucking still haven't right, figured
well,
it out. It's
imagine
a true
if
fucking
one of the,
story.
Well, if you had diarrhea for life from the Galapagos Islands, if God was like, Buddy Bill, if you suck this dude's dick, you won't have diarrhea anymore.
I wear a diaper, dude. Huggies makes a good
thing. Did you have a buddy named Huggy?
Huggy the Huggy.
No, Howie.
Buddy named Huggy?
Poster boy, Howie.
Dude. I thought his name was Huggy.
What's up with Howie, man?
Where's Howie?
How are we going to get back to Cali? Howie hasn't found me yet, but we're...
Buddy Bill, are you from the... Are you from the top of the hill or the valley?
The song, bro.
Yeah, Bill, top of the hill or the valley?
How
not
in hell.
The hill in the valley, baby.
Man tits or granny tits?
Granny tits.
Yeah, dude. Mr. Clean or Mr. Mom?
Mr.
Michael Keaton.
Mr. Clean. Bull Dyke or a Gusband?
Gusband.
A gay husband.
Gusband.
Bull Dyke or a Gusband?
Gusbands.
You'd rather have a Gusband?
Just sound. I never heard it before.
I take a bull dyke. This is an interesting quiz.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to college, but I never did this.
This is the game of morals. Burger King fries?
No, this isn't morals. This is ethics.
You're guilty for answering any.
I would
it
say, teeters on the...
I
way do we get to
McDonald's
some other questions?
Not Wendy's.
Wendy's is garbage burgers.
McDonald's fries.
McDonald's fries or old Burger King fries?
All right,
McDonald's.
Old Burger King.
Yeah. Okay, like McDonald's fries or new Burger King fries?
Oh, McDonald's, definitely.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Arby's curly fries.
Milky Way versus Snickers.
When I was young, Milky Way, but now that I hate science, Snickers.
Smarties versus fucking Sweet Tarts.
Fucking Sweet Tarts.
Now, here's a tough one. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with Nuts versus Reggie.
I hate Reggie Jackson, so Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Reggie was one big Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with nuts in it back in the day.
Reggie?
With Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
You're
a liar.
He's an African American.
Online right now. Show me a picture of
an African American baseball player. It's not a lie.
So they put
a candy bar?
You're
a liar.
Reggie.
Extra small condom or extra large condom?
No. Here's a good
answer. Answer.
Extra large.
Because I'm a big dick.
No.
I swear I have a big dick.
But then you switch it to what was found in your ass.
I need a hummingbird.
Oh, extra. Three extra smalls. No, but I fucking get this. When I was in college, I borrowed a condom off a friend, and it was called, I think it was Lifestyles, but it was called Snugger. And I was like, what is this? It looks like one of those real thin balloons you make.
Trying to get laid that night.
Yeah, you make, you know the kind you make a giraffe out of? You know, like, a twisty balloon. Like, that's how fucking small it was. It was called Snugger.
Ew.
Like, you imagine going to the store and saying, oh, yeah, I'll have the Snugger condom. I'm buying these for my brother.
Yeah.
And for myself, I'll have the,
Dude, like, you can't just buy them if you're alone. Like, you need to get, like, toothpaste and then a toothbrush and then, like, floss and then, like, condom. And if they're small and then the lady checks it, just like, yeah, my little brother's trying to get laid and I figured I'd like help him out a little bit.
Oh, would you like condoms, sir?
If you're a little Snugger,
sir.
Sir,
would that be Snugger? Small, large, or extra large?
Well, I'll take the extra large.
Yeah,
and
right.
This box of rubber bands.
Mr. Belvedere or Tony Danza?
Tony Danza. He's Italian.
Snugger or Black Snuggles Bear? Somebody just emailed me.
Somebody.
I don't know. His name is Carrie. I don't know.
Do you ever buy a whole family pack
mini
of
hard,
hamburger?
Mini hard dick or Clopinus?
Ew, a Clopinus.
You'd rather have a Clopinus than a mini hard dick?
I take mini
is that
hard
a ramp?
Dude. Clopinus.
A Clopinus, like a bitch
small.
With a big-ass clip.
Gull wings?
Oh, I'll take
or
that in a second. Bitches with big clips.
Gull wings. No, Ventures.
Ventures.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Ventures, yeah.
Schmidt sticks or Gorilla Grips?
Oh, Schmidt sticks.
Nose guard or tail guard?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fucking, I hate them both, but I have to say nose guard.
Yeah, nose, yeah, he wants to know. The motherfucker
good
with
job,
that.
Yo, Mr. Bajan, that is the best thing you ever said. Mr. Bajan, I love what you say to porn.
Ice cream sandwich versus Klondike bar.
I hate Klondike bar.
You eat
you gotta do shit for it.
You gained 15 pounds, son.
I did.
Bam,
you're right.
15 pounds, dude.
I gained 15 pounds since Bam's new show started.
American Indian or Middle Eastern Indian?
American Indian.
Middle Eastern
Indian. Whoa,
Middle Eastern. Everybody picks that one.
Asian Indian if philosophy is involved, but I'd rather hang out with...
Just getting chased by one.
Yo! An Asian
yo!
Indian.
Yo,
definitely.
Can we?
That ain't right.
Buddy Bill, true or false, you stole an Indian's turban and ran down
the
front.
Tell the story.
You stole an Indian's
yo,
turban?
Tell the story.
Taliban or squatters everywhere right now. You fucking selling me out.
Now this is a fucking funny story.
Tell us the story.
If California can't find you, fucking Taliban can't find you, motherfucker.
Tell me where you were and what happened.
No one interrupt him.
Okay, here we go. Shh.
Damn it. All right. So I'm pissing off the fucking, like, boardwalk, like, Jersey or something.
You're
like that.
You're in Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, all right, yeah. So there's, like,
New
me
Jersey.
And my buddy and, like, a couple girls were on the thing. I'm pissing off. The cops are rolling down the boardwalk. Anyway, Taliban, there's, like, the main dude with the big white turban and then his two little buddies with, like, I don't know, some,
smaller turbans.
Smaller turbans.
There you go.
They were, like, maroon or something. And he was like the big watchdog, you know what I mean? He was like...
So you had to go after
what,
him.
What year was this?
And my buddy's like,
a couple years ago.
Like, okay. Get my buddy out. And he got that turban. And I was like, all right. And fucking, I just strolled over there. Next thing I know, my buddy's like passing me. He's walking faster than me. I'm like, maybe he's going to fucking grab it. And I'm like, man, he's making this obvious. And I just kind of... dropped down low and came up high. Dropped it from the top. It was like a big puff ball.
What did it feel like?
I ran.
It was so oily.
Did they chase
you? What did you do?
They all, like, his two little crony buddies.
Cronies.
They ran after you?
They chased
you. But I stayed in and I ran.
Did they run after you?
Yeah, they chased
you. I ran.
Were they screaming?
Wait. Go ahead.
So,
were they screaming in tongues?
Wait, did they run after you?
Yeah, what did they say and what happened?
All that shit, dude. And my heart's going, man. I ran.
How did you get away?
You ran away.
They were staying right on me, the fucking steps, right on me.
They never climbed
carpets.
Dude, they chased his ass.
Turned out my boy Brad was, it turned out, like, he outran, he told me later after we fucking ran through the casino with the turban. He ran past the two guys chasing me to catch up with me. And he made me keep running because I heard his footsteps laying on my shit. And then I fucking, there was this little parking structure booth, like the guard gate.
Yeah.
No one was working and I was like, I can't run no more. I fucking ran around it to the left. Dropped and stopped right behind it.
And rolled.
I was waiting for the motherfucker around it, and I timed the footsteps and launched out with a fist, and that was my boy. I was like, and I stopped. fucking, we just ran into the casino, ran
then,
through
then
it.
Good thing you have good reflexes.
Dude, we got to the room, it stunk so fucking bad.
Was the turban stunk?
It was horrible.
I knew it would stink.
Fucking hotel sheet.
It smelled like sauce.
I couldn't even.
Indian sauce.
I couldn't even keep it into the turban roll. I was so mad.
That's
the
new
like
salt.
If I would have had like acrylic or something.
Ew.
It unwound. It
stunk.
It was so long. Oh, dude.
Like what? Yeah, like I unwashed underwear? Like what did it smell like?
Dude, if you could.
Filthy hair.
What did it smell like, Buddy
Lemon
Bill?
Bologna is a myth, in fact.
Old lunch meat.
Dude.
Rotted trash.
I was hugging the fucking thing, walked fast through the fucking whole length of the casino. These motherfuckers are still on me as far as I'm concerned.
But what did it stink?
It
smelled
like
stink.
A country fair and curry.
Were they like,
dude, I
keep on the back in his trunk.
I hung it off of the fucking motel, or the parking structure at the top of the Taj Mahal. I hung it off there. I was like,
were they turbans?
I held it like a fucking victory flag.
Were they turban subs, or were they just turban
wearing dudes?
I wanted
everyone
dudes
to see it if they were looking for it. My dude,
you know what I mean?
What?
Like, were they just turbans walking around?
Yeah, were they just turbans, or were they like goop, like thugs?
It unwrapped, like, when I got it.
No,
I
they,
finally
was,
smelled
was
it.
Dude.
I was bear hugging it through
you're
the
not
casino.
Listening.
No, but
were what? They Arab Muslims or African Americans?
He doesn't know.
Were they turban thugs?
They were thugs.
Arab Muslims or African Americans?
They're probably Sikhs. Like the zigzag man on the
yeah, but were they just like family dudes walking down, or were they like?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Were they like family dudes, or were they turban thugs?
Yeah, they were.
How do you know what the zigzag man
looks
like?
Oh,
I know what he looks like.
Every time you ask what they were, were they Arab dudes or turban thugs?
Oh,
yeah,
turban thugs like a motherfucker.
I think they were turban thugs.
I'll end with this one. The next night,
he still hasn't answered the question.
Dude, I'm shady the next night. I'm still in AC.
He's shady now.
Next thing I know, I'm in the casino. My buddy's there, and he's like, and we look over at the same time, and there was a dude with the most beautifulest purple turban, super rap.
Yeah, you great.
He was the king. I only got the old clothes.
You
guys, I was like,
you wanted the kings?
It was meant. It was like fucking destined fate. It was like thrown into my face. I didn't get it. I was like, I already got away with
it. Looking for the golden football.
I thought
you're
anymore.
Better off.
Well, I blame myself for 9/11, man. I was like, I felt guilty. I was like, maybe I started a war or something.
Yeah, oh, it happened before 9/11?
9/11 happened the next day.
Yeah. What if Buddy Bill stole the turban in Atlantic City, and then they called up Osama bin Laden and they're like, bomb.
Dude, kill those motherfuckers.
Some dirty Cali motherfucker took my son's bedsheet off his head and ran away.
September 10th.
That's an Indian accent.
That's not the same to me.
That's how they sound.
What, you think they're going to do a Pennsylvania accent, a north or south, when they're busting on us?
No, well,
do a
Middle
German.
Eastern Muslim
what?
Accent's a little more guttural.
Yo, what you doing?
Nah, there is
like
not.
Yeah.
Yo.
Dude.
Yo, get on my carpet, dude.
No, the most.
Would you like a pack of smokes?
Yeah. Tell me about how Lebanon bologna is a myth and fact.
The man on the
Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
The man on the zigzag look. This man on the zigzag look just like me. Would you like another pack?
It floats around.
I got a song for Ape.
Okay.
Oh, Matt's got a song.
Here we go. April, this is for you.
This is for Ape, right?
We love you.
Is this about beer, Robin?
You're a faggot.
I grew up smoking weed.
Me too, me too.
Man, you caught me jacking off at full speed.
No, you were jacking off slow to Yanni, faggot. With the fan blowing.
Me out cause I'm in need. That's pretty bad. I like to flick my girlfriend's bean. Like the jack all facing my headboard.
Why is it about me? Why is it about me?
Like the jack off even when I'm bored.
This is demented.
I grew up smoking weed. Boom, boom. All you gotta do is plant a seed.
You grow weed.
Bam, call me jacking off at full speed.
Bam, call me jacking off.
All you gotta do is plant a seed.
Now you're talking in circles.
Talking in circles and jacking off.
Jacking off. Jacking off to Bam's porn.
Jacking what off the Bim's porn.
Jacking off the Bim's porn.
Trans.
Jacking off.
Yo, did you see all those transvestite porn that came around?
They're fucking
transvestite porn.
Hustler sent me all of them.
Sent by Hustler to Bim as a joke.
Big hard
trans. Trans line off at full speed while crying.
Someone stole my turban.
Jacking off and crying.
Jacking off and crying cause your penis is small.
Crying
cause my penis is small.
Someone stole my turban.
My penis is small. Cause my penis is small.
They took it through the parking garage.
Transvestite porn and smoking weed. Transvestite porn.
Lovely Lebanon bologna.
I grew up on the red.
Boom, boom.
Riding.
Boom, 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 boom. I grew up with small weed.
Please stop it, Mr. Montero.
I got a meter.
Small penis porn, 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 small penis porn.
I love it. Go get it.
Very fucking bad.
All right, call off the dog.
Call off the dogs.
Wait, when beer gets spilled, then there's a problem.
Yeah,
we got to. All right, now,
is there another one that's
there's, there's a Miller Lite spilling all over the place.
Where?
Come to that favorite hymn song I like, In Love Said No, remix.
Stay tuned for the magic bottle in Bam's recording studio.
Take the microphone. Right there, that headset there. I heard
no,
you
don't take it in there.
I heard you lunged out with a broad the other day.
Oh!
Don't you have a boyfriend?
Hey, what does your boyfriend have to say when you lezzed out? Now, was he there? Tell us all about it, please.
Well, okay.
She has the headset on backwards.
I love this girl.
She put it on back.
You put it on. Okay, so Natalie's a cool girl. She's our friend. She's always here at the radio show. And we heard she's diked out. Now, tell us the juicy details, please. No one's listening.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. So I've known this girl since I was, like, in second grade.
Right.
And every time we drink together, I swear she is all over my... I can't say dick.
Penis?
I can't say dick.
Correct. I said I can't say dick. I can say penis. But I don't have a penis.
Right.
She
just likes the bean.
So we were down the shore, and somehow we ended up going to the bathroom.
Why does all this shit happen down the shore?
Everything happens down the shore.
What is that?
No, we were in Nags Head, North Carolina.
Oh, that's big time.
That's big time. Big
Nags Head.
Why is that big time?
Yeah.
It's not Jersey.
Dude, the sand and the sunny weather, like, just makes girls want to flick beans.
So somehow I'm popping a squat, whatever, and she's looking at me very...
Which is a big turn-on.
Pop
is
out.
Very intensely.
Right.
And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, you know you fucking want me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call your bluff this time. I was like, you fucking do something about it. Flip me over. We started like 69ing with clothes on.
Were you still pissing at this point?
Or wait, time out.
That's
best.
Only 67.
You were only 67.
It was 68 and a half. So,
I owe you half.
Like, wait a minute. That fast? Am I missing something?
I know.
She just flipped you over and you just...
Yes. Pussy right over.
You're 69
my
pussies
clit, like,
with
I mean, like,
clothes on?
Yeah. Hold on. Wait, it's going to get better. I can do
that. So in walks our two best guy friends, and they're
whoa.
Like, then it was them telling us what to do. Meanwhile, her boyfriend and the other two guys' girlfriends are out in the living room.
Get a fucking
move photo. Here, move there.
So, no, a little bit more graphic, but...
Move here, move here.
Yeah, touch her there, so... They both start jerking off.
Hell, really?
You just ruined the fucking whole show.
No,
jerking off each other, or jerking off together on each other.
It got really,
really. You, somebody pulled a cork in this.
Wait.
Were you liking the fact that they were jacking off?
Did they pulled out their dick in a party?
I was so into Stacy because she's so good looking. Like it wasn't even like.
I just got a hard off.
I know.
Yep.
Why did you even bring the dudes jerking off, man? I don't want to even think about that.
Prime time lead session. I'm flicking her bean. Everything's great. She looks so sexy. She has high heels. And then there's these two dudes just jacking off.
Whoa. I didn't think they were cute.
That's how porno works, man.
Then they were
going back call of rich folks. Yeah, they're going like, fuck me right, dude. It's your first and 21. Yeah, we're fucking whacking off. Like, yeah.
No, honestly, if you guys walked into a room to two girls lezzing out, and you could tell them what to do, and they were doing, taking your every command.
I'd start jacking off, too.
I would jack off, too, but I don't want to hear about it.
Well, that's what happened, faggot.
Wait, were your clothes off?
All right, so go ahead.
Faggot.
Go ahead.
So our clothes continue to come off through the night, and I've been watching...
All through the night.
All through the night.
Do they float away like souls? That's what I picture.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, real beautiful. Fucking...
So where did the
dude jerking off their 5-inch cocks?
Will you get over the jerk off?
No!
Get over the jerk off.
I'm fixated.
We're moving
so
on
wait,
now.
So
fuck the dudes.
So the next thing you know, the girlfriend is banging on the door of the guy who's guys that are jerking off. Two girlfriends are banging on the door. So me and Stacey come out all disheveled, so we take it into the hot tub. But I've been watching The L Word lately on Showtime, and seriously, I'm really starting to question my sexuality, because seriously, guys are orally challenged, I feel.
The Lebanon
bullshit,
is the
babe.
Shit, I'll
see this song?
Like a hot wing.
Yeah, let's do shit, man.
I'll call your bluff.
What?
I call your bluff.
Eat her pussy for a hot, like a hot wing for 4 hours?
Shit,
I like a hot wing.
Matt Call ate some fucking fat bitch's pussy for like 6 hours. Yes, he did, asshole. This chick was like 300 pounds. He took an Adderall and licked this fucking bitch's pussy for 6 hours. It was the sickest thing I've ever seen.
And then he made sounds like this.
Alright, so all you do is just take an Adderall and
hey-o.
So wait, so with the dudes arguing, I'm more fascinated. Now, are the girls
did the
arguing with the boyfriends?
Well, we had to jump off the deck because we thought we were being shady, so we jumped off the deck.
Wait, jump off the deck?
You're
on
the 16th floor, right?
The 16th floor? That's certain death!
No, we were on, like, the second floor, so we jumped off the deck into the sand, and then we ran into the hot tub.
Were these girls friends of yours?
So you
basically betrayed your friend's trust.
Good friend.
Well,
she was worried about the pussy. She wasn't worried about the dude.
Yeah, we were doing it by ourselves, and then those guys happened to walk in.
I'm pissed.
The jack-off twins.
The jack-off twins.
Yo, word on the street, some open-faced sandwiches are getting devoured in there. Let's go crank one. Yo, Bobby, what, Billy? Let's go rub one out.
Yeah, I know just the place.
Okay, sorry. So the jack-off twins show up. I just pictured two on Web 1986 just jacking off together.
Who are the brothers in them old books?
High-fiving.
Guys,
the best
part about the story is the next morning I had to beg the girl for a ride home whose boyfriend was in the room, and all he can talk about because he's hammered is how fucking hot it was, and oh my gosh, I couldn't.
I'm sick to my stomach.
Did the girlfriend hate you?
It is an exceptionally warm winter.
It was a 16-hour drive. Like,
oh my god,
like,
to where? Home?
Home.
From Jersey?
North Carolina to Philadelphia?
Yes.
You had to drive with the girlfriend?
Yes, so she's
oh my
the
god,
whole time.
Did she hate your guts?
Yes.
16 hours?
She's like, Natalie, you are not allowed to talk. And you know me, I don't shut the fuck up.
For
so
16
like,
hours, you're not allowed to talk? That's impossible.
And the boyfriend was jerking off in the trunk the whole time.
Just listen to her voice.
His only source jacking off in the trunk.
The worst part is this girl, did you guys ever watch Dr. Zeus Grown Up Star?
I can't breathe in here.
Yeah. She looks like a
star. I can't breathe. Oh, yeah.
What kind of drive was a 16-hour drive from North Carolina with a girl that hates you?
Good thing you had
and
a portable.
The guy is fucking humping the car seats because he wants to jack off and come.
Well, you know what made the ride easier? They had a portable DVD player and a copy of the film Haggard, directed by Bam Margera, and also starring Bam Margera.
Okay.
Extra sure jazz rags.
Speaking of giving plugs. We're having a fucking secret
secret survey
parade on the 22nd of December.
Is it secret?
No.
Don't tell anybody, guys.
No.
When is it?
Well, I'm telling you now. I'm telling everybody for the first time. We're having a parade on the 22nd in Westchester.
Don't be raging
at 2
afterwards.
O'clock in the afternoon.
Starring?
Mr. Margera himself.
Starring a marching band, starring maybe a grizzly bear, starring DiCamillo on a tank. Starring me,
wow.
Phil will be Santa. He's throwing out all the
t-shirts.
Don't tell him too much because while they're there, they can stop in Fairman's and get a copy of the movie Haggard.
Shut up, faggot.
What
I'm
a better
the truth. I'm having a
really?
Parade on the 22nd of December.
Wow.
It's right
I'm having
the
a parade
mill.
At 2 o'clock, and on top of that, I'm going to mellow things out by playing Anathema. This is the most mellow song on earth.
All right.
Oh.
What?
It's not working.
Don't jerk off at parties, everyone.
Okay, wait.
Natalie's a bad influence.
Let's play the cork game.
Now, save the cork for the cork. You want to pull the cork?
Yeah, I want to play the cork game.
Track 4 ain't working?
Well, you can do it now. He's not talking. Pull the cork.
Okay.
You got to put it back in to stop me.
Have it there.
Brandon DiCamillo has a...
Oh, play this instead.
Let's do it next time.
Okay.
This is a CD called Edit, and it's completely different than anything else. Play track 1. It's fucking
my
dope.
Whole name, Joseph.
It's like
it's check it too.
I can't even say what realm of music it is because it's completely its own.
Oh, edit. Your dad's calling.
Shut up, fag.
One.
Track 1.
Hey, Phil.
Edit.
Hey, see you next week.
At 11:30.
Hang up on that.
Is that it?
What is?
All right, play it.
And that's it.
You hung up on your mom. We'll be right back.
Tune in next week for more. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.